Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here. We are continuing the halachas of refuah on Shabbos. Until now, we were speaking about ailments and taking medicine for ailments. And we spoke out that a chayla she'im b'sakana, which is someone who's incapacitated or has to go to bed, is mutter to take medicine. And today, and the next shiurim, we will discuss a chayla she'im b'sakana regarding other malachas besides for taking medicine. What you'll have to do idei agoy, or yourself, which is Surah is the Raisa, is the Rabbanon. But before we start, I just want to mention the words of the Aruch HaShulchan when it comes to Pekuach Nefesh. The Aruch HaShulchan, in the beginning of Siman Shin Choches, writes like this, Pekuach Nefesh Doicha Shabbos. If it's a Shaila of safety for your life, the Halacha is, that's Doicha Shabbos, the Sivach Haibahem, Lo Shiyamas Behem, the Torah was given to live, not to die. But I feel Sofik Pekuach Nefesh Doicha Shabbos. Even if it's a Sofik, if it's dangerous, if there's a loss of life, a suffix loss of life, it's also Doicha Shabbos. There's nothing that stands in the way of Pekuach Nefesh. That means Shabbos does not stand in the way of Pekuach Nefesh. The only three Averis of Rizchavim, Vigila Rai, Shvichas Dom, is the only one that's horrible Yavim. And therefore, the Rosh Hashanah says further, it's also to even wait. The Mishpatei HaTorah, Rachamim, V'chesed, V'sholim Ba'olam. And therefore, you should not wait. Whoever does it faster is Meshubach. And the Yishalmi says, Hashoyil, someone asks a Shaila when it comes to something that someone's in danger. Harezim Meguna. The endless Shal Shal Bekuach Nefesh. You first do and then you ask. Because the Chayla might get worse. And if you have to ask a Rav, the Rav also is a tiny of the Rav. Why didn't tell everyone this halacha that Bekuach Nefesh Deicha Shabbos? But the Aruch HaShulchan qualifies that says this halacha that you shouldn't hesitate when it comes to a danger, that's only a chayla which it's time sensitive. Shu mesukam gadol, and every minute makes a difference. But if it's not a time sensitive sakonos afashis, then the halacha is you should ask a shayla. For example of that would be a woman who's a labor. A woman who's a labor is taka b'kuach nefesh. But from the first contraction, she's not in danger. She's not. It's not zmanei bol. It's not immediate danger. There's a danger coming up, but it's not immediate danger. And therefore, there, it's not wanted to drive a car unless it's an emergency, unless she feels like she's giving birth, you can't get a taxi. But if she's early on in the contractions, you try to get a non-Jew to drive you because it's not considered zmanei bol. But anytime there's a havamina of b'kuach nefesh, you right away, you're over Shabbos that minute because there's a shayla b'kuach nefesh. Now, how does someone know if it's a safek b'kuach nefesh? So, if someone fainted, for example, and he's not used to fainting, so that's a shayla b'kuach nefesh. Who knows what happened? Maybe he had a heart attack, maybe chas v'shalom, maybe had an aneurysm. Who knows? So then, of course, you call it tzal right away. But if someone gets like a minor cut, he's cutting the challah and he cuts his hand, you don't call it tzal for that. That's not a danger. And then how do you know? What's the gedda? So if someone's down to the gedda is, what would you do on the weekday? Let's say you're in the middle of a chasana, or you're in the middle of a porta meeting, and you get a cut like that. Would you right away leave the meeting and go to the doctor? So then, okay, that made the shayla safek b'kuach nefesh. But if you leave it, you call the doctor an hour or two. So then, that's not b'kuach nefesh, you can't mechal Shabbos. Another example, someone has heart pain, and he's not sure if it's heartburn or if it's a heart attack. So in the weekday, in such a case, would he wait a few hours? Then on Shabbos also, you wait a few hours. That's the gedda advarim. So that's all about b'kuach nefesh. What we're going to discuss first, the chayla she'im b'sakana. The halach is, when you have someone who's sick and is aimed by sakana, and he's not full of mishkav or mitzvah kol gufay, or Yisrael is not allowed to do melacha hasura mederaisa for this person or for himself if he's a chayla. And even if it's sakana's ever, even if one of his limbs are in danger, his body's not in danger, his guf is not in danger, his life is not in danger, but one of his limbs are in danger, the halach is, you're not allowed to do a melacha deraisa. But you'll have to tell a non-Jew to do for you a halacha d'oraisa. Even though that's Issa d'Rabbanon, to tell a guy to do Issa d'oraisa, the halacha is that it's mutter. So for example, chol shem esakana, which means someone has strep throat and he used up his antibiotics, it's mutter for him to tell a guy to go buy him some more antibiotics. That would be fine on Shabbos.